It's a classic American tale, every entrepreneur's dream, to start with a great idea, attract some investors, and build a business that is profitable and sustainable. Trouble is, you have to start as the underdog. If you want to know how the underdog feels, try to raise money for a new enterprise. People will shut you out. They'll regard you with suspicion. They'll undermine your self-confidence. They'll offer you every reason imaginable why your idea simply won't work. Being an underdog has a flip side, though, for facing such adversity can be invigorating. In my case, part of me relished the fact that so many people said my plan couldn't be done. No matter how many times people put me down, I believed strongly that I could pull it off. I was so confident of winning that I enjoyed being in a position where people's expectations were so low that I knew I could beat them. Nobody ever accomplished anything by believing the naysayers, and few have done so by sticking to proven ideas in proven fields. It's those who follow the road less traveled who create new industries, invent new products, build long-lasting enterprises, and inspire those around them to push their abilities to the highest levels of achievement. If you stop being the scrappy underdog, fighting against the odds, you risk the worst fate of all, mediocrity. The hardest part is maintaining an upbeat attitude. You don't want to pay a visit to a prospective investor and not display the full measure of passion and enthusiasm about what you're proposing to do. You can't be dejected when you meet with a landlord or begin negotiations about leasing a location. But if you've had 3 or 4 fruitless meetings that week, how do you whip yourself up? You really have to be a chameleon. Here you are, in front of somebody else. You're depressed as hell, but you have to sound as fresh and confident as you were at your first meeting. There's a fine line between self-doubt and self-confidence. And it's even possible to feel both emotions simultaneously. Back then, and often enough today, I could be overwhelmed with insecurities and at the same time have an abundance of self-assurance and faith. To quote Martin Luther King Jr., "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy."